You know, we're living in a world where it seems like everything is changing so quick. You know, you can go to the store and buy a piece of equipment, and by the time you get it home, it's obsolete. Anybody ever notice that? You go buy a new computer, and by the time you get it to your house and get it hooked up, they're already advertising one that's a whole lot better. Yeah. And they keep coming out with all these different phones, you know. And so they have, they're already, in fact, Lynette was reading in the paper, she said, they're coming out with another one of these things, you know. And I've noticed that every time they come out with a new phone, it seems like your phone don't want to operate properly like it used to. That's true. I think they do that on purpose so that you'll go get the new one. But you know, it seems that we are constantly surrounded by change of situations, problems. You know, people changing their minds. They tell you something and then they change their mind. And so as a result of this, a lot of people are living in confusion. They don't know what to do. And they just sort of wander around, sort of like my dad used to say, a toad frog in a West Texas hailstorm. Well, if you ain't ever been in West Texas, if you's a frog and there's a hailstorm, you're in trouble because there's nothing to get under. Anybody from West Texas, ain't that right? It's just a bunch of flat land with a few sage brushes and a few mesquite bushes around. But good news, God is not confused. He does know what to do in every situation that you're in. In your changing world, he knows what to do. And see, God has a plan for us. Salvation, provision, healing, deliverance, victory, and the list goes on. Now let's see what David had to say as he experienced his life in Psalms 37, 23 through 25. Psalms 37, 23 through 25. You can find it on your iPhone, your iPad, and I see a lot of people here with their hard copy Bible, and then some of them have got their hard copy and they got their iPhone and iPad too. Here, Chris right here. He's got both down here. All right, now my wife over there does too. Okay, here we go. Psalms 37, 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. Now, I want to read that from a couple other from another translation. I like to read from the King James, and I like to go read from some of the other translations, so it gives you a little better understanding of the verse. The new NLT, the New Living Translation. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their life. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Once I was young, now I'm old, yet I've never seen the godly abandoned or their children begging bread. I want you to notice that God leads us step by step. He's interested in our life. He's interested in what we do. And he's interested in showing us the steps that we need to take in our lives. The plan of God includes all the promises of God. You know, ever since Calvary, ever since Jesus Christ died on the cross at Calvary, 2 Corinthians 1:20 that says all the promises of God are yes. Yes and amen. Yes, and it shall be. That's what amen means. You know, but we have to learn to follow God step by step in our lives. And let me tell you a little funny story here. There three men were fishing, and one man said, man, I need a Coke. So he got out of the boat, walked across to the bank, and went and got a Coke and come back. The second man decided that he wanted something to drink, Coke. So he went, and he walked across the ground and come back. And the third man said, man, you're right. I'm thirsty. I think I'll go get me a Coke. He stepped out of the boat and sunk like a rock. And the other guy said to one another, do you think we should tell him where the rocks are to walk on? God wants to show us where to walk. That's the moral of what I'm trying to say. God wants to show you each step that you take. Now, the problem is that he don't guide you 15, 20, 30, 40 steps at a time. He guides you one step at a time. You take a step, you know, it's sort of like with a flashlight. You know, with a flashlight, you may can see two or three steps, but you just take one step at a time as the light lights in your pathway. See, God does not give up on you just because you messed up. Now look at Joshua 3. We look at the children of Israel. They messed up when they didn't go into promised land. Here it is. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Achaia Grove and came to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they crossed over. So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests and the Levites bearing it, you shall set out from your place and go after it. Now, if you don't, let me give you a little lesson here. The way the children of Israel operated, when God said move, the Ark of the Covenant went in front of them, and then each tribe was to move out in their order. Just like in the when I was in the Army, we had the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd platoon, and we marched in that order. The 1st platoon, the 2nd platoon, the 3rd platoon. And that's the order they marched in. Now, Lieutenant West, he changed that order, especially when we were marching back from we'd been out and we had a few miles to go. He would stop everybody and he'd take the 2nd platoon, he'd put us up front. And because he was over 6 feet tall, and all of the squad leaders in our 2nd platoon, we were all 6 feet or better, and we'd get back in, and he'd forward march, and we'd take off, and then he'd turn around, he'd say, "Okay, boys, I'm fixing to go to route step. That means you don't have to stay in cadence." He said, "Let's go to the house." And man, he'd say route step, and we would take off. I felt so sorry for Golden and Gray. They were about 5'6" tall, and they would be on the back of the unit running to stay up with us because we were going to the house. We were taking each step. See, when you're in marching in formation, you got a certain step to take. But whenever you get in the route step, then you change your cadence, you change your length of step. The whole thing. God wants us to be in step with him. Whatever cadence he's calling, he wants us to be there. If it's to run, then we run. If it's to slow down, then we slow down and do the airborne shuffle. Some of you guys don't even know what that is, so it ain't in the meaning you're talking about. I mean, it'll kill your legs. I got any airborne guys in here? That airborne shuffle will kill your legs until you get used to it. And the reason I know about it, because half of our company was going airborne, and our lieutenant was airborne, so we all did that. Now, it says here in number 4, there shall be a space between you. It shall be about 2,000 cubits. That's about probably somewhere around a half a mile. Do not come near it. You may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. The Israelites here were about to enter the promised land, but they had never been this way before. And so now here they are 20 years later. You know, 20 years before, their fathers and grandfathers had come up to, but they didn't go in. Now he brought them full circle, and now they're going in. Now, you know, sometimes God takes you on a journey that actually might be shorter, but you have to learn some things. See, the Israelites had been in in captivity in slavery in Egypt and say, if they'd have went in a straight line, it would was only about a 2-week journey to get to where they went. But God had to change their thinking from being the thinking of slaves to the thinking of being a conqueror. They had to learn to depend on him, you know, and so he was interested in getting them to the promised land, but he was also interested in them learning some things along the way so that they would be able to serve him better. You know, how many of you have wondered why God is taking you on the journey he's taking you on? But now, after you're where you are now, you understand that why, because you had to learn some things. Hallelujah. Come on now. See, we need to understand, just because we're not there overnight doesn't mean that God is still not leading us. Amen. Come on. You know, he's preparing us for what the future holds. That's why it's important to stay in step with him. That's why it's important just to take one step at a time. He knows what's out in there and he knows what you need. Now, some people are going in circles because they're not willing to follow God. You can identify these people because they become bored with life. They become bored with God. They become bored with the things of God. You know, the next time you see them, nothing has changed. They're still the same as they was. You know, we as Christians, every time we meet one another, we should realize that we've grown a little bit. We've grown a little bit. And especially if you hadn't seen anybody in a long time. How many of you, you know, you maybe hadn't seen one of your grandkids or one of your nieces or nephews or something, and you in a while and you see them, and man, God, have they ever grown, you know. I mean, I, with these boys over here, I go out of town for, you know, 2 weeks or so, and I come back and I look like they've grown, you know, until all of them are taller than me now but one, and he's catching up fast. Oh, me. But you see, what we need to realize is that God is trying to get you to a position so where he wants you. And when you get there, you got to know what you're doing. Now, there's some people, it doesn't make any difference. They change every 2 to 5 years anyway, whether God tells them to or not. And some people, anytime there becomes a conflict, they jump ship. They change. You know, the truth is that the devil is producing all of these conflicts and situations to manipulate you out of what God has for you. Now, God doesn't lead you by problems. He leads you by the Holy Spirit. But you can probably be assured if you're having some problems, then you're on the right trail. Because the devil not interested in you if you're not on God's trail anyway. He could care less. How many understand what I'm saying to you? How many of y'all can understand that? You know, now, you know, as we begin to look at this, God never gives up on us. It don't matter whether if we mess up or make a mistake. He's a God of second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth chances, and many more. He always gives us another opportunity. You see, now you got to identify the right steps to take. Now, Proverbs 16:9 says, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." It's saying man makes some plans, but then after that, you got to be directed by the Lord. Your plan may not be the right plan. Come on. He is willing to direct our paths as we journey on this life down here. You know, there are many, many promises in the Bible. And actually, it's difficult to really come into account of them. Some people say there are 3,000 up, One guy, Dr. Herbert Lockyer, he has a book, and he claims that there's over 8,000 promises. I don't know. I haven't counted them. I'm not going to count them. All I'm going to do is say, thank you, Lord, they're all for me, and I'm going to claim them, every one, ever how many they are. Hello? See, you know, we're not going to run out of promises. God has given us all the promises we need for every situation we face. Each promise is a step in faith that God wants us to take, because as you move with him each step, then you know the next step to take. James 5:7 tells us that, before I go to that, I want to go back to the journey. You know, as I was journeying to where I am now, I did not understand it. I did not understand why I had to drop out of Bible school and go serve in the military, which I didn't mind doing. I believe in this country. I believe in what we stand for, although there's a lot that needs to be corrected in here. But we need to just continue to go on and keep believing God and keep correcting all the mistakes. You know, hey, we're not all perfect, right? And we all make mistakes, right? But we don't have to lay down because we made a mistake. God's going to help us. I didn't understand that. Then I didn't understand all of the roads he led me on. You know, going off to boarding school when I was 18, junior in high school, and then actually my junior, senior years, I was in boarding school, and where mom could travel with dad, I didn't mind it, but you know, it was different. And then starting Bible school, and then having to go leave my fall of my senior year, and then going and spending 3 years in Uncle Sam's Army, coming back, going and doing a little bit of evangelistic work, then going and being 6 years associate pastor, then coming and working behind the scenes here at Rhema, and then starting Rhema. But all of it has me to be able to do what I do today. Now, I didn't understand what was going on, and did I like all of it? Not really. Some of it I liked, some of it I didn't. But what I'm trying to show you is that we're all on a journey with God, and it says that he orders our steps. Come on. You know, now, let's get back here. I was getting ahead of myself, but James 4:7 tells us drawing closer to God is necessary step that we need to take. What's it mean, drawing closer to God? Well, it means with our meditating in the Word and thinking about becoming more God conscious, becoming more conscious of the greater one that lives on the inside of us. Because John said in his First John there, he said, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And then Ephesians 4:23 tells us that we need to change our attitudes and step in the right direction and have an attitude of faith. Have an attitude that all things are possible. Excuse me. An attitude of love towards people. And then Mark 11:23, we all know that. That's our cornerstone scripture. Speaking the words is a right vital step in God's plan. Our words help us to take the right steps. You see, another thing we need to do, we need to talk it out before we walk it out. Say it before you do it. And then when you speak the word, it opens up a way to walk. Hello? Now, our confession of God's word is vitally important because we will eventually walk in what we talk. Then Habakkuk 2 says to write down the vision, write down the steps that God wants you to take. See, when we write it down, it seems to be more clear to us. It seems to become more a part of us. You know, I've learned over the years in being the head of the ministry that we may sit and talk about something, but we need, at the end I say, now write that down and give everybody a copy of it. Why? Because when you can talk about it, but when you walk away, sometimes you forget it. But if you got it written down where you can read it, it makes a difference. Let me understand what I'm trying to say to you. I can't come up with the words in articulate speech to say what I'm trying to say, but I think you get a hold of what I'm telling you. Writing down the things helps us to remember, okay? Now, you know, taking the steps that I took, they were necessary for me to be where I am today. And what I want you to realize is that we have to have a full understanding of God. We have to understand that God has a plan, and we will not fulfill it by accident. It's not some sort of divine surprise that drops on you. He leads you one step at a time. How many of you understand where I'm coming from today? Anybody getting anything what I'm saying today? God leads us step by step by step by step by step by step by step in the plan that he has for us. Now, Isaiah 48:17. I'll let you turn there. Pause just a moment. Isaiah 48:17 says, "Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit." Now here's what I want you to get. "Who leads you by the way you go." He leads. Yeah, you know, follow the leader. Amen. Isn't that a game we used to play when I was a kid? Follow the leader. The problem is we're not following our leader part of the time. You know, because we want to go over here. But the leader didn't go over there, so you don't go over there. Hello? The leader gives direction. The leader tells you where to go and what to do. In the military, as a squad leader, I had guys underneath me, and it was my responsibility to tell them exactly what I wanted them to do. I had the Alpha and the Bravo on each side of me. And I would give hand signals to tell them, because they're spread out there. We're taking a hill. We're in combat training. And first of all, I don't know what they do today. It's all different. But I have my BAR man, and I would move him out, set him up with that Browning automatic rifle. And he's supposed to lay down some ground cover. I move these guys, and then I move these guys. Why? I'm the leader. That's my responsibility, and their responsibility is to follow my orders. One person gets out of line and doesn't follow orders, messes up everything. That's why sometimes in the church things don't go right, because somebody gets out of order. And then strife comes in. And all kinds of things get in. We don't want to have any of that around here. We want to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. He's our leader. He's our guide. You know, God has a chain of command. Military, you understand that. Actually, in the business world, there's a chain of command. God has a chain of command. You know, he has the ministers, he has the pastors. Hey, all of you have the leading of the Holy Spirit, but the pastors are the ones that's over the church, and that's our responsibility to minister to you, to help you to get to where God wants you to go. But you know what? I can't help you if you don't follow. Let me understand what I'm saying to you. And if I lead you wrong, it's my responsibility. I'm the one that's going to pay. See, some people need to step into the promises of God. We all need to step into what God wants us to be. Yeah, we need to learn how to follow the chain of command. I mean, look here, right here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 ushers down here on the front. Now, if they get up and there's ushers, I can go around there. You see them in these red shirts all around. Now, they have been issued orders to help crowd control. They don't have to come and ask me what I want done. I've already commissioned them. Hello, that's my right in the chain of command. So now they don't have to come and ask. They know what they're supposed to do, right? Come on now, stay with me on this. See, now God is talking to you about some steps, but I'm telling you, hey, follow God. Follow the promises of God. God's already commissioned you, but I'm commissioning you again. Hey, learn, follow God. Follow the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will direct you. He will guard you. He will show you what to do. Come on now. That wasn't in here. I don't know why I got off on that, but the Lord led me to get off on it. It was good anyway. Why, anybody get anything out of it? See, God does not walk in defeat. He walks in victory, so you need to step in victory. God does not walk in sin, so you need to step in righteousness. God does not walk in lack, so you need to walk in full provision. God does not walk in sickness, so you need to walk in health. Right? 3 John 1, 2 and 3, we all know what it says. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. For I rejoiced greatly when the brothers came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. We're talking about steps. Steps is walking, isn't it? Come on. Here it says, hey, walk out of the problems and walk in the promises. Walk out away from confusion and walk in the direction of the Lord. Walk away from sin and walk in righteousness. Step out of defeat and walk in victory. Step out of fear and unbelief and walk in faith. I guess as I sum up what I'm trying to say today, we need to realize that God has not given up on us, even though we make a mistake. We need to realize we just need to settle down and follow God. And don't jump, but step. It doesn't say jump. It says step. Some people are stepping, but then they don't like what they're seeing, so they jump to the side. You know, if you're walking and you happen to see some kind of danger, you jump over and get out of the way. No, with God, He's not going to lead you into danger. He's not going to lead you into confusion. He's going to lead you so you follow Him. If danger appears, He'll protect you. If you'll believe Him. You know, we just need to relax and realize that God is in control. And so we follow Him. See, I encourage all of you today. Just take it one step at a time. Some people get so concerned about the future. Listen, the future will take care of itself if you'll take it one step at a time. Oh, what's going to happen 6 months from now? I don't know. But I know this. As I follow God, one step at a time, I'll be at the right place at the right time, and everything going to be all right. Hallelujah. You know, We just need to realize that we need to just step with God. If he takes a big step, then we take a big step. If he takes a small step, we take a small step. If he says move, we move. If he says stay still, we stay still. That's what you read the children of Israel, and they had the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. If it was still, nobody moved, nobody went anywhere. They set up camp. And they stayed till it started moving. When it started moving, everybody got up, broke camp, and everybody followed out in order the way they're supposed to. That's what we need to do. Everybody stand up, please. Anybody get anything out of this today? I feel like the Spirit of God is saying to some of you, hey, quit trying to run and just step with me, and you'll see that when it's all said and done, it'll be okay, and everything will turn out all right. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Say this with me. As I step with God, I know that everything's going to be all right. I commit to him today to run when he runs, to walk when he walks, to stay still when he stays still. Because I know as I step with him, everything will be well, and I will see all of the victory that I'm looking for. Hallelujah. Now, did you just say that or do you believe that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.